Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from 1133 Westchester Avenue in West Harrison, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 2017 West Fair Millie Awards. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with my tag team partner, Bob Marone, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCann, our extraordinary engineer. Yeah. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, welcome, everybody, to the third annual Millie Awards. It's the third annual event established by West Fair Communications, the parent company of Westchester and Fairfield County Business Journals. And what it is it's a celebration of young pros and entrepreneurs ages 21 to 34 who are helping to change and improve the way we live and work, whether it's in law, healthcare, finance, retail, education, or even nonprofits. These honorees, some of whom you'll meet tonight, are passionate about what they're doing, and as a result, they're making an impact in their communities and organizations around the area. We're going to meet some of them later on tonight. But first, I want to open things up with our opening guest here, and he's actually the keynote speaker for these awards. He is Doug Cedrone. He is owner of a company called Beer Noggin. They're based in Bronxville, and again, he will be the keynote speaker tonight, and they're also one of the vendors. Doug, good to have you with us tonight.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, let's talk about what you do. Beer Noggin, it's been around almost 3 years, right? Two and a half?
Yeah, about 2.5 years. We opened up in late June of 2015, and it's been a great run so far.
And what kind of selection do you have there for those who've never been to that before?
We have about 12 rotating draft lines that rotate constantly, and around 200 bottles and cans in refrigerated doors for you to take home or mix and match a six-pack or even drink there.
And where do these selections come from, all over the country?
Yeah, mostly our draft selection is mainly focused on local beers within the New York, Connecticut region. Although we do have some on from different states and all around the country. Our bottle selection is a little bit more geographically diverse. We're getting beer from all over the country and have a nice and well-curated selection of imports as well.
Any particular type that's popular with customers, did you say?
Oh, I would say IPAs are definitely the most popular style for customers right now, yeah.
And I guess they'll a chance to sample some of that here tonight, I take it, right?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, we should be seeing a very good turnout. But more importantly, Doug, you are the keynote speaker, as we said, for tonight's award. Specifically, what will the subject of your talk be about tonight?
A little bit about Beer Noggin's history, how we started as millennials and created a business for ourselves, and also the importance and significance and impact that millennials can have on our communities and culture and society. Looking forward into the future.
Well, as we said, impacting how we live and work, and that's certainly what this night is all about, and certainly you're contributing to that as one of those millennials. So what inspired you to get into the brewery business when you started?
Well, we're actually a craft beer bottle shop and bar. We've done a few collaboration beers, but we're not specifically a brewery. But how we started was very organic. Both my partner, Brendan Carroll, and I, we've discussed, we're buddies from college, and like any friends, we talked about opening a bar someday, and we actually went to it after being in the workforce for a couple of years. We just felt like it was time for us to try and make something for ourselves and get into this industry, which we love so much.
Well, from the time you started, how much has the business grown in the last 2.5 years?
It's grown significantly in the last 2.5 years. We've really created a little bit of a wave in the southern Westchester area, in the craft beer community down there, and we're hopefully looking to expand in the future. So maybe a few more Beer Noggins popping up around here.
So you think it might go beyond Bronxville at some point?
I sure hope so. Yeah,
because it's really in the early stages, but it sounds like things are very encouraging for you.
Very much so. Yeah.
So what message overall do you want to convey to the audience tonight?
I would like to convey that. As a millennial, you do have importance and impact in your profession and in your respective fields of expertise. And that just because possibly you're a young person and you have a great ambition, it doesn't really shouldn't hinder you and shouldn't discourage you from trying to do things that you love and follow your passion.
Yeah, I mean, spirit, enthusiasm, accomplishments, I mean, that all describes our award winners tonight. As we said, we'll meet some of them this evening. So if anybody would like more information about Beer Noggin, where can they reach you and what are your business hours during the week?
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Sunday from noon to 8. Beernoggin.com is our website. We're on all social media outlets. Follow us at Beernoggin on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on Untappd as well, which is a beer social media app that we're also active on. So they can reach us a number of ways.
All right. So one way or another, we'll still try to find it.
That's right.
Like a great company.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, Doug, thanks for joining us. And as I said, have fun tonight, all right?
Great. Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Doug Cedrone. And if you just joined us again, he's the owner of Beer Noggin. They're based in Bronxville. And he is also the keynote speaker for this, the 2017 Millie Awards. For those of you just tuned in, again, this is a program by Westfair Communications, the third annual event that was started back in 2015, honoring those young professionals and entrepreneurs ages 21 to 34, helping to change and improve the way we live and work. And again, you will meet some of those honorees. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from 1133 Westchester Avenue here in the heart of White Plains for the 2017 Millie Awards. And we are produced this evening by Shock Creative. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield and Matt Kahan. My first guest, or at least actually my second guest tonight, is Jennifer Messapel. And she is a marketing manager, but she's a marketing manager for a firm called Blue Buffalo, and it's not really about buffalo so much as it is about canines. Jennifer, how are
and
you?
And feline.
Oh, and feline. I thought I saw, that's a cat scratch on your hand.
Oh, it's actually from stacking wood.
From what?
Stacking wood.
What's the wood got to do with dogs? Or cats?
It doesn't.
This is just something else that you do. Okay, yeah. We'll cover your second career later as a lumberjack. Tell us about Blue Buffalo.
So Blue Buffalo is a dog and cat food company. We're based in Wilton, Connecticut. So, you know, very local, started by the Bishop family. It began in 2003 and is now grown to be publicly traded on the NASDAQ, where you can find us anywhere in the United States, as well as, you know, expanded into Canada and Mexico, Japan. So we're just really excited to be, you know, able to produce top quality nutrition for dogs and cats. You know, not only is it dry food, but wet food, treats. We have a ton of different offerings, you know, to satisfy a lot of different need states and life stages. Of course, you know, people start with usually a puppy, goes to be an adult, and then, you know, as it gets a little bit older, you have to transition it onto a senior diet. So
we've been trying to get Matt to do that for some time.
but you know, we're just really passionate about animals. Blue was actually started by the bishops who had a dog named Blue.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So they had attributed his several bouts with pet cancer, you know, back over a decade ago to poor nutrition. So they set out to create the best quality number one brand, and they have since...
You've come to the right place, and I'll tell you why. I have a dog now. I had a Great Dane, and in both circumstances, and we're going to use this as a doorway through what you do.
Okay.
My Great Dane, who died at the age of 6 from cancer, they died very young.
I'm sorry.
He had questionable heart issues, and we had to have, mostly we had to give him, he could only eat seafood.
Oh, okay.
Okay, for some reason.
Yeah.
And my current dog can't eat chicken, and almost every dog food has some chicken in it. Even if it says fish food, it's got chicken in it.
Right.
And we, in fact, just 2 nights ago, we were shopping, and we saw your brand.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you different? Let's take the Great Dane first. Suppose I told you I had a Great Dane, they have different diets, and I needed him not to eat too much of other things.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Blue, we actually have several different product lines. They're all different formulations. So for you, in that specific example, I would recommend our Basics line. It's limited ingredient. You don't have to worry about any corn, wheat, soy. And because that chicken allergy that you mentioned is so prevalent, so many dogs across so many different breeds, you know, just can't have chicken. I know one of my mutts can't. Well, she can, but it's not pleasant thereafter. But anyways, we have Basics product line, and you could find some really great options. There's a salmon and potato recipe.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah,
he used to have
that I would recommend. Yep.
Well, the Great Dane would have that. What you're telling me is the dog today, you could give me something, and I would be sure I had
no
chicken in it.
Yeah, because you have to be careful. It's not just the chicken. It could, you know, have chicken fat and all these other things that they could still have a sensitivity towards.
Okay,
so it's really important
to... Matt wants to ask. He's considering changing his diet.
what's good to feed a greyhound?
Well, I would say the best answer is not necessarily about what the breed is, but more of what their lifestyle is. So, you know, my first thought when I think of a greyhound is, you know, it running and being super active. So if it is, in fact, a really active dog, then I would recommend our Wilderness product line because it's known to be high protein, which is geared towards the more active dogs and cats because it'll, you know, give them more quality protein to just satisfy that active lifestyle.
Okay, what about the debate between wet and dry foods? It comes up a lot. Do you recommend one over the other, or does it depend?
I mean, if you were only to pick one, I would say dry because there's just, you know, so many, especially when it comes to Blue, we have our Life Source Bits in our dry food, which is, in addition to the regular kibble, you're going to find these little dark round shapes, and it's all super cold compressed vitamins and minerals and antioxidants to promote a healthy immune system and just give them, you know, all the great ingredients and vitamins they may not otherwise get. So, you know, I would definitely start with the dry, but wet's also a nice supplement. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times the dogs
just
and cats can be, yeah, they could be finicky. Sometimes they expect that added goodness on top or mixed in. So
I have another question for you, but first I remind folks, we're talking with Jennifer Mezzapal. She's the senior marketing manager for Blue Buffalo. You have seen their iconic brand on store shelves everywhere. Cat food. Mm-hmm. What's different about cats and dogs? And I recently was told by a vet that a cat might need more wet food than dry. Why would that be?
Well, you know, that's maybe a question for the veterinarian. But I would say that cats, you know, because they are very finicky creatures, a lot of times they do like that moisture. But, you know, like I said, we provide a lot of different options for that, and it's really more so about the actual life stage of the animal and marrying, you know, the right product up to that than it is necessarily about the breed itself.
Before we let you go, because I know you said you were on, no pun intended, a short leash. What? No, it was no pun intended.
Yes, it was.
The staff here,
it was a good one.
It was a rough comment by me. If anyway, oh, fine. If you had to say one thing that makes your products different, Blue Buffalo different than the competition, what is it?
I would really start with our nutrition philosophy and going back to those Life Source Bits. It's a patented, you know, process that we have that includes those. A lot of, you know, you're not going to find that specific ingredient in other, you know, competitive dog and cat foods. And it's just really something that we stand by, and you can, you know, always count on it being there to provide that added, you know, goodness, the added top quality nutrition. But you know what else I think is really important is, you know, practicing what you preach, and that's something that Blue Buffalo does. We have our foundation, which we've raised, I think it's definitely over $12 million to date. I'd have to check the numbers to give you the most accurate, you know, read now that we're, you know, almost through this year. But we do a ton of research with leading, you know, universities and colleges and veterinary institutions to really find a cure for pet cancer, because again, that really goes back to why Blue Buffalo started.
I know, and I wanted to finish on that sweet note, because when my dog Oakland at the age of 6 got bone cancer, broke my heart.
Devastating.
And so you keep doing that. Also, the fact that you're here, what brought you here tonight to this wonderful event?
Oh, well, I mean, I love the team at West Fair. They're so great. Marsha, Dee, Robin, Rebecca. I've been involved with them for a few years now. I'm happy to have gotten Blue Buffalo on board. We take out some ads in, you know, the newspaper, the, you know, their WAG magazine and their various publications. Just, it's a nice way to show that we are a local company. But, you know, to be a part of events like this tonight and, you know, help honor local, you know, individuals who do a really solid job in their careers. You know, we're just happy to get out there and meet other passionate folks.
Well, you're an excellent representative for your product. I'm sure
they're
glad.
Thank you.
How long have you been there?
About 3.5 years.
Okay, good for you. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
That's Jennifer Mezapal. How can people find more information about Blue Buffalo?
Yeah, you could just hop right on our website, bluebuffalo.com. We have a whole bunch of, you know, different features, not only learning about our nutrition philosophy, learn about all of our various pet cancer initiatives. You can take what we have, it's called our True Blue Test, download some coupons right there on your computer.
I can get coupons by taking the True Blue
Test. Or you can walk over to my table and get some coupons,
I'll be over to your table later. Thank you very much. Slip me a paw.
Of course.
Thank you very much. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
All right.
We'll be back after these words.
Thank you.
So you want tickets to Hamilton. I know. Who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton. The hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from 1133 Westchester Avenue for the 2017 Millie Awards. It's not about your old Aunt Millie. It's about the millennium. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and the producer just told me I need to give our sponsors out. We're produced this evening by Shock Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental, where...
It's worth the earth, Bob.
Thank you very much. The one and only time we will do that this segment. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield, and that rusty voice you heard was that of Matt Cain. My guest is Jennifer Fraser, and she is from Heineken. Yes, that Heineken, the beer people. She's the manager of benefits and global mobility. I'm trying to wrap my head around what the two have in common. She'll tell us. Jennifer, good evening.
It's actually Jessica, but there is...
Good. Score a point right out of the box. A punch to the chin and the broadcaster reels. See, you put J down, and I just...
Not a problem. I would
think... You may be sure I will never get your name wrong again.
Not a problem. It's actually been Jennifer for most of my life growing up.
People do that?
They always do that.
Well, I won't do it again. You're a Jessica. You look like a Jessica. You sound like a Jessica. And Jessica, I know what benefits are. Health care,
yep.
Days off, vacation, global mobility.
Yes. So
what's that got to do with?
Heineken is an international company.
Yeah.
And so I have the pleasure of working with both our inbound and outbound expats. So all the foreign internationals, those who hold a visa, and I need to liaison with our immigration lawyers, destination service providers to get them relocated across many countries. So I get to work with all of them. We have about 70 in total here at Heineken USA.
So you're smart and intelligent then, unlike the
engineer. I like to think so.
Yeah, I would think so. How long have you been with Heineken?
I just started in January of this year. So I'll be there 1 year coming in January.
Okay, but obviously you've been in, I'd like to think of HR,
yes,
for some time before that.
Yes, yes.
Is your background, isn't HR, I mean, was that a course in college?
Or actually, I double majored at Concordia College in Bronxville here in business as well as social work. So the two kind of merged well in terms of working with people and having that business acumen and knowledge.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Heineken, as you duly noted, it's an international company. Everybody thinks of them because of their fame with beer, but being only slightly older than me, Heineken was around before, she's laughing at me, but Heineken was around before a lot of the other beers. They
absolutely
were one of the first international beers, and I'm old enough to know that.
That's correct.
How long have they been in this country, and what is their spread today across the world?
So they've been around since the 1800s.
I didn't say I was. Calm down.
Actually, I'll give you a fun fact, though.
Go ahead. We
were the first beer that was available in New York after Prohibition. So whether or not it was here before that, I wouldn't be able to confirm nor deny. But I can tell you that we were the first beer that was available right after Prohibition.
Well, as the chief of staff to Lincoln, I recall he and I discussing this beer. That is a fun fact. I did not know that. So you've always been here. And are you in every country in the world other than, I guess, some of the Islamic countries that don't serve liquor?
Yes, we are all over the country. We have operating companies or OPCOs that are located Asia Pacific, here in the U.S., every region of the Americas, Central, Middle, obviously here in Northern America, and then all of Europe, so that includes Russia as well, and as well as parts of Africa. So we are located in the Middle East as well.
It's incredible. Now, what about here? Where is your home office in this region?
Yep, so we're right down the road. We are in White Plains on Hamilton Avenue.
Okay, I know where that is. In fact, a lawyer who lost a case for me is on Hamilton Avenue. It's funny what you think of. Now, do you handle the whole New York region or just Westchester?
All of Heineken USA. So we're over 700 people. Yep. And we're spread around.
So your home base is right here in Westchester.
Yes.
I should have known that, and now I do, because that means you're one of our major employers and one of our main businesses.
Absolutely. There was a recent commercial that was put out, and it was talking about living and working in Westchester, and Heineken actually was one of the organizations that was highlighted.
Well, we're talking with Jessica Fraser. She is the manager of benefits and global mobility, which makes a lot of sense. I used to work for a firm that was global as well, and I was in charge of their training school and placing people all over the world. So I get that. But that's the thing that has to be cleared with you, particularly for expats, et cetera.
Yes.
It's still good to be, and this is sort of inside baseball, but people may find it interesting. Sending an expat in America over to the UK or Singapore or one of these other places, that's still a good gig to get, because a lot of times your housing is covered. I spent a year in Geneva, so that's kind of how I know.
It absolutely is. All those allowances definitely come in handy, but there's something to be said about the transition of going to a country where you may have never been, may not speak the language, don't understand the currency or the culture. So it's a trade-off in terms of what you might get in those allowances and what you're really having to do with your entire life and moving
else. Did you ever have anybody call you up, because I did this once. I flew from Switzerland to Japan, to Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And the currency, in one place, their currency was worth more.
Yes.
And in the other, the yuan was like 100,000. I inverted them.
Yep.
And I left the biggest tip that's ever been left in the history of Japan.
Yep, it's the currency exchange
is very
tricky.
And I used to have a wallet full of different currencies when I was... So do you manage that for people too as well? Do you tell them what... And does Heineken have... and I wasn't aware of this when I was doing most of my traveling till the very end, but I know companies like your own, major global firms, retain specialists if someone is in an emergency overseas, mm-hmm, or anything, mm-hmm, like that. Do you have a department or anyone you hire to do that?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of different vendors and partners that we work with, so to ensure that anyone has coverage, including myself, if I was to travel internationally, which I had done just returning from Amsterdam, in the event of emergency. So we definitely have those partners and resources in place.
Because when I was traveling like that, there was always the concern, because of my extreme good looks, that I'd be kidnapped. So they had... didn't ever obviously.
So actually, one of Heineken's number one behaviors is safety first. So
yes,
that is number one. So anytime, anywhere, even in some of our staff meetings, we start with safety first, recognizing where all exits are and things like that. So it's very important to us.
It really is. I mean, I used a joke to open it up, but it really is very, very important when you're traveling. Lastly, how do you get a brand as iconic as Heineken to grow? I mean, when do you reach the point where, well, it's saturated, all these other beers, our beer, now we have all these micro breweries. Some people even have brothers who brew beer in their basement.
Yes, they do.
How do you compete with that, and how do you continue to grow?
That is a mixture between a science and an art that we're still figuring out. There's got to be a lot of creativity. There's a lot of cross-functional departments that we have. We have one just designated now to e-commerce as well as innovation. So it's about really being able to understand where the value lies and then investing in that, such as things like innovation and making sure that we're trying to be a bigger and better and forward-thinking.
But it's tough to innovate, though, when you have a core brand like you do. Like, I haven't seen any, like, Heineken brewmasters who are making different flavors of beer. You guys have a winner, so you've got to grow that,
it seems to me. It's definitely that. We have a tradition, but we actually did launch an active lifestyle beer, Amstel X-Lite. That was only done, and it
was... Amstel's a Heineken beer?
It is,
yes. Did you buy that, or was it always?
Nope, always. It was one of ours. But we launched that, and it was only in 3 different states. So that was a soft launch, and we're building that brand itself. So there's always something on the horizon.
I'll tell you what is interesting. There are companies where the HR persons are in a bubble and don't really know what's going on. But you've got the marketing strategy down, too.
We are a very integrated company, for sure.
Good for you. Now, what brings you here tonight?
So I think tonight I was really, my name was put into the mix by my supervisor, Ron Caesar, and I am incredibly thankful for his support and guidance through this past year. As I said, I've only been there for a year. And so he really wanted to recognize what we've done from a benefits, health and wellness strategy standpoint.
Well, now I get to the money pitch here. One of the reasons I took you down that path is we didn't just have you come in and say, gee, you won an award.
Right.
That you've been recognized as one of the millennials, okay, who's extraordinary. They got a chance to know it. And you certainly demonstrated that by what you know about your company, how you understand their strategy, what they do, even a little bit of history going back to when myself and Abe in the 1800s had a Heineken once in a while. Jessica, I don't know, you all get different ones. You don't have any special award, but rather than one of the very few millennials to be recognized in this way in Westchester, you've really demonstrated here why you won, I think.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was terrific. And you were worried about your voice. You did fine. Matt, didn't she sound good?
She sounded great.
Yes, oops, I almost dropped the microphone again. As you can see, this is a dangerous business.
It really is.
Anyway,
safety first.
What an extraordinary young woman. You've graced our microphones. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. This is the one, the only Westchester Talk Radio. And we'll be back after these words.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from 1133 Westchester Avenue here in the heart of White Plains for the 2017 Millie Awards. And we have one of them with us. Kelly Teglis has always had a passion for making an impact in the community, and she is one of those winners tonight. Now, it's the Westchester Medical Group, Kelly?
Westchester Medical Center Health Network.
Okay, and we're going to get to that in a minute again. That's Kelly Teglis. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Second of all, as soon as you sat at the mic, you started to sing and dance. Do you have performing in your background?
No, I love karaoke, though, and this is a really cool microphone.
Okay,
so.
Now, what is your favorite karaoke song to sing? Maybe we can get Matt to key it up.
Oh, I don't know, Cheryl Crow.
What?
Oh, I know.
With Sheryl Crow. Oh, I know which one.
No.
Have some fun.
I do them all. I do them all.
By the way, I forgot. In my rush to get started, I wanted to tell people that, of course, my name is Bob Marone. I'm here with Jim Cleefield and the insane engineer Matt Cain. Be careful about him. Now, tell us about the Westchester Medical Group. Say that again.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network.
Okay, it's a bunch of words.
It's a bunch.
Westchester.
Yeah.
Now, the Health Network, is that a group of hospitals and service providers, or is it a single entity? What
it's
is it?
10 hospital health system.
See, I knew.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're throughout the entire Hudson Valley. We go all the way up to Kingston, all the way out to Port Jervis.
Okay. So. Now, you are the event director.
Yes,
What kinds of events do you direct?
Oh, my. We run the gamut. So we do half marathons, galas, conferences.
Go back to the half marathon. Scratch that out. I'm not running any half marathons.
Fine.
Continue.
Okay. Trauma mud run. That's very unique.
What is a mud run?
It's 5K. It's actually on Westchester Medical Center's campus. Very cool. Trail race. You're running through mud.
There'll actually be mud there.
Yes.
Now, let's say that you're kind of persnickety, like my boss, Andrew Castellano. He wears like white sneakers, but with that room.
Not a good idea.
He's gonna have
not
to take them off and wash them.
Yeah, no, not a good idea.
So you really run in mud, but that actually is a lot of fun. At least for guys. I don't know about women. Guys,
yes.
You love to get dirty.
They love it. They love it. So it's a family-friendly event. It's great. It's in June.
It's in June.
Yes.
And, okay. I understand you've run it yourself.
I have. Actually, this was the first year out of the last four.
Did you get mud on yourself?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of went around the obstacles a little bit.
So let me see if I got that right. The emperor not only had no clothes, the emperor didn't even take the full...
I had to work as well. So I just wanted to, you know...
Okay.
Be clean.
Well, that's all. You know, as a news guy, I got to share this with you. I would cover runs. And whatever I do to pretend that I was actually in the race and covered, I cut through streets and go back
to the
first.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Secret's safe with you, though, I'm sure.
Oh, it's too late now. It's out there in the ether. What other events do you have?
We recently just had a vampire ball up in Kingston.
Whoa, okay,
that was a lot of fun.
I hope you didn't run that at the same time you had a blood drive.
No.
Come on in. Have a donut.
We'll keep that for next year. That's smart.
So what did you do with the vampire run?
It's a gala, but they base it around Halloween, so it was a lot of fun. It's for the younger generation. They dress up. They had a flash mob.
So Matt could come exactly as he is. And okay.
Not nice.
Well, give me some of the other events.
Right now we're working on Winding Through Warwick, which is a holiday house tour for St. Anthony Community Hospital in Warwick. And
okay.
That's December 2nd.
And we run through a house?
We don't running.
Do we take
no running.
Food?
There's breakfast, raffles, and then you walk through a house tour. So it's lovely.
Now, I don't mean to cast aspersions or question your choices, but who decides these things? Is there some woman, Kelly, that works there?
There's a couple of deciders.
Is Kelly Teglis one of them?
Not usually.
Okay.
But we have a lot of committees, a lot of the boards of the hospitals decide, and, you know, they're based around fundraising, so.
All right, let's get to the heart of it. You've got fundraising, but you also have getting the word out. Mm-hmm. You're here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of the people who've been recognized for your talent. And I get that. And obviously that involves doing what you do. Why are events so important to an institution like your own, and what do they accomplish?
Events connect patients, families, spreading the word, raising funds. We're the final step in the experience. So if we've saved your life, if we saved your mother's life, you're going to come back. You're going to support us. We're going to spread the word on how we can save lives throughout the Hudson Valley.
So you can when you say saving lives, obviously you have the issue of saving lives in terms of treatment, cancer treatment,
mm-hmm.
other things. Do you have trauma centers as well within your facility?
Westchester Medical Center is a trauma center. So it's the closest trauma center between here and Albany. So we're the only one in the Hudson Valley.
Okay, let's bring it full cycle. You're here because you were recognized. So you can't be shy about this. Other than being a karaoke queen, okay, Sheryl Crow-like karaoke queen, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
Probably 9 years.
9 years.
For Westchester, 4.
To start when you were 4? God bless you. Right. I mean, you're a millennial. You're 9 years working already?
Yes.
But you sound like a hard worker. I thought you were all supposed to be snowflakes and such. Mm.
We make it look good, right?
Yeah, you do. You really do. Well, I have to tell you, do your organization proud. And since it has so many words, it's the Westchester Medical Center
Health.
That's the part.
Network.
Health Network. Well, I know you're going to be called up soon to get a just reward. Before you go, is this what you always intended to do? To do it so well and so soon?
When I was in high school, I threw the biggest party my high school's ever seen when my parents went away on vacation. And that's when I knew, I'm in events.
You know, I should call the Heineken woman back, and maybe you two can get together and have a really big blast.
We can.
And you have to do me a favor. The next time you do Dracula Night, you have to invite me, because if you run a blood bank at the same time...
It's going to be all because of your idea.
Kelly Teglis, thank you so very much.
Thank you
what
so much.
What a pleasure. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You do your company well. All righty, folks, we're going to move along. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are live at 1133 Westchester Avenue in White Plains. Bob Roll here with my partner, Klein, Jim Cleefield, and of course, the mad engineer, Matt Cain. We'll be back after these words.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 1133 Westchester Avenue in West Harrison. We're here for West Fair Communications 2017 Millie Awards, honoring millennials ages 21 to 34 who are making an impact on lives and communities. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your co-host, along with my tag team partner, Bob Marone, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You sure can. And you can always like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest here at this event tonight. We're happy to have with us Georgette Gouveia. She's editor of The WAG, which was named Best Magazine by the New York Press Association 3 consecutive years, 2014, 15, and 16. And she's also an author, and she joins us right now. Georgette, good to see you tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk about The WAG. As I said, a very successful magazine. And again, we talked about 3 years in a row you've been honored by the New York Press Association. Exactly what is the magazine all about?
Well, it's a thematic lifestyle publication of the Westchester and Fairfield County Business Journal. WAG means a wit or a gossip or a scamp. It's a word that goes back all the way to Shakespeare's time and Henry IV, but we like to say that WAG stands for Women Are Great, so that's part of it. We're a cultured magazine. I like to think we're also a very sophisticated magazine. And we like to entertain, but also to enlighten and inform, and we do that every month.
So what exactly is your audience with this magazine?
I would say it is generally aimed at people who are upper class, upper middle class, definitely people who are well educated, have a few bucks to spend. I skew more to women than to men, but you know what? I don't want to be a snob here. I think magazines are aspirational, and I invite everyone to take a look at our magazine and join the WAG family.
Now, in addition to that, as we said, you're also an author. You've written a few books already. One of them, I think, has already come out. I was just taking a look at, and we can talk about some of them. The Penalty for Holding is your latest book that has come out. What is that all about?
it's about a gay biracial quarterback search for identity in the NFL. And when I started it, you know, Colin Kaepernick was not, you know, as prominent as he was today. There was no kneeling in NFL protest. Much of what has happened with CTE and things like that happened after I wrote the book. So I think maybe I was just sort of in the zeitgeist of at least some of the things I touch on. It's very much a book about leadership, and I would say it's also very much a book about the American workplace.
And then another one you've written was called Water Music.
Right, that's about four gay athletes and how their professional rivalries color their personal relationships. That's more of international, even more international in tone given the nature of those sports, swimming and tennis. But I think it's also a book very much about how politics inform sports, how the past influences the present, and it's very much about living with loss through love.
And then there's one other book that you've also written, is it well?
No, I'm working on a new book now, which I don't want to say too much about, but it will probably take the series in a new direction because it is very much a thriller and it might be more in a populist vein.
So as we look at these other two books, is there a common theme in each one of them?
I think I'm very interested in the subject of power, and generally men have held power in our society. That dynamic may be changing a bit, but I think it still holds true. And I was interested in exploring the power dynamic and rivalries and dominance and competition, and sports is a very good way to mirror and measure that.
Would you say it kind of mirrors what's going on in society today that we're seeing?
I would say definitely. There's no question that part of what I started out as an amateur cultural historian. I was for many years senior cultural writer for Gannett Inc. and worked for the Journal News, including. And I think that much of what I want to do is observe what's happening culturally in society.
Yeah, it's constantly changing out there. We're hearing about something new every day. And in addition to your being an author, of course, you involved with a blog called The Games Men Play.
That's the name of my book series, and as you know, if there's a book series, there must be a blog. So we have a blog. We write about sports, culture, sex, especially in terms of gender, and I really broaden the blog nowadays to look at politics, because let's face it, who isn't looking at politics nowadays? It's a fascinating subject. We're in a most interesting time, and I think people have a lot to say.
Yeah, so the culture, sex, and sports, those were all inspirations for you to do that blog, right?
Yes, exactly. As I said, I was a longtime cultural writer, and I've always been just interested. I see the world from a cultural point of view. So for me, I'm not a person who could write the play-by-play of sports. I mean, no one is interested in, you know, my take on that. But I'm very interested in, you know, sports as a metaphor for many things in our society. And I've always been interested in the cultural aspects of sports, the cultural meaning of religion. You know, culture embraces, with a capital C, everything, not just the arts, but also religion, sports, fashion, food, everything in our society.
Yeah, for me growing up, I mean, sports has always been about teamwork, being a good teammate. I mean, that's what really I learned growing up, I mean, my school years, you know, working as a team, because it teaches you life skills as well, what you do later in life.
Right, and I think that is something I definitely touch on in my books, but I think sports has also produced, and part of what people like about sports, look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, for example, is the great rivalries in sports. And I was very interested in that dynamic, and I was interested in how people live with victory and live with defeat. And we all know, and we can name special athletes, some people who are very gracious winners and some people who are also gracious losers. And then there are people who, even when they win, they're not very particularly gracious. And there are certainly people who are sore losers.
Well, anybody would like more information about any of these books, the ones you've written, and of course you have one coming up soon, where can they get the information at?
I would love to have people visit me at thegamesmenplay.com. Feel free to email info@thegamesmenplay.com. And of course, visit us at wagmag.com, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Well, Georgia Gouveia, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a good time tonight.
I had a wonderful time, and thank you so much for having me on your program.
Georgia Gouveia, ladies and gentlemen, editor of the award-winning WAG and also an author of several books, joining us here at the 2017 Westfair Communications Millie Awards. That's where we are tonight at Westchester Avenue, 1133 Westchester Avenue. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from 1133 Westchester Avenue in West Harrison. We're here for West Fair Communications' 2017 third annual Millie Awards. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my tag team partner, Bob Barone, and the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my final guest for the evening and one of the honorees for the Millie Awards, I'm happy to have with us, Miriam Lacroix, and she is founder, partner, and owner of Lacroix Ramos LLP. That's a boutique immigration law firm in White Plains. First of all, congratulations, Miriam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now tell us about what this law firm is all about.
So at Lacroix Ramos, we like to say that we change immigrants' lives. We really help our clients achieve whatever dreams it is that they want to achieve. And usually it's the fact that they want to bring a family here or that they want to keep their family together. And a lot of times we do a lot of humanitarian-based immigration where we're helping people escape persecution in their home country. And we're also helping crime victims here in the U.S.
Well, so. Immigration has been a part of the fabric of our country.
Absolutely.
People coming over here for a better life, better opportunities, and you're trying to help facilitate those coming here to find that better life.
Absolutely. And that's really all they want. It's just a better life and safety usually as well.
Yeah, so what inspired you to create this program, this law firm?
Well, my business partner and I were in an immigration clinic together. And a lot of times we had clients come to us who had their cases taken by really unethical immigration lawyers. And so a lot of times in immigration, if you mess up your case in the first instance, it's hard to get it fixed. And you could be deported to maybe a dangerous situation. And so we decided that we were going to change the way people thought about immigration attorneys and particularly how they thought about immigrants. And it really inspired us to start our firm so quickly after law school.
Now tell me more about your clientele, who you serve in this area.
Yeah, we serve people in all areas, actually, mostly Westchester and Fairfield counties. We serve anyone you can think of, business owners, professionals. A lot of times they're business owners because immigrants tend to be entrepreneurial. We also, serve U.S. citizens who are petitioning for family members.
And your law firm provides a wide range of services.
Absolutely.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, we provide a wide range of family-based immigration services, humanitarian-based immigration services, anything. We run the gamut. The only thing we don't do really is employment and business-based immigration.
Yeah. So really, again, is for those who have just tuned in, exactly what the Millie Awards are about. I mean, millennials like yourself making an impact on how we work and live, and you certainly are making an impact through your law firm and helping people, you know, get better lives.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're really trying to be that.
Yeah. So where do you go from here as far as the practice?
Our goal is to grow. We want to be a large law firm completely dedicated to immigrants. We don't want to just do immigration work. We want to do family law, criminal, all types of areas that all immigrants really need help in, because they're not just looking for immigration help.
Yeah, so it goes way beyond that.
It goes way beyond that.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your services, where can they reach you?
They can reach us at our main number, which is 914-719-7570, or our website at www.lacroixramos.com.
And what are your hours during the week?
We're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay, 9 to 5. All right, well, Miriam, thanks so much for joining us once again. Congratulations and continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
Miriam Lacroix, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's the founder and owner of Lacroix Ramos LLP. That's a boutique immigration law firm based in White Plains, and she is one of the many winners of tonight's Millie Awards, which again is for those millennials, professionals and entrepreneurs ages 21 to 34 making an impact in the lives of many people in their communities. Well, that'll do it for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. It's been our pleasure. We had a great time tonight. We want to thank all of our guests tonight, including Miriam and some of the award winners and all those that have joined us this evening. I want to thank our crew as well. Our mix master, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. Thank you, Matt, for all the great work you do. And, of course, Bob Marone, my tag team partner. Great job co-hosting, as always. And to our buddy Andrew Castellano at Shark Media and Shark Creative. Thank you so much for all the great work you do in arranging these wonderful events. This has been Westchester Talk Radio, and we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. It's been my pleasure, everybody. On behalf of all my crew, this is Jim Cleefield speaking, saying so long. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.